Anything else that was presented at the ASCO-G meeting? You already talked about the Aramis data. I think there's some updates presented. Anything interesting there? Any other M0 papers you saw that you want to comment on?
Yeah, sure. So one of the really nice features of the Spartan study of apalutamide was that the study included this endpoint of PFS2, second progression-free survival, which refers to the time from study entry to progression on the subsequent agent. The prior notion, NMCRPC, was that, well, what's the point of intervening early? Because you could always give another drug, say abiraterone, later, and the patients would catch up and do just as well by waiting. And so in an attempt to address that issue, the study was designed to include this exploratory endpoint of PFS2, and further, all patients at progression to metastatic disease could go on to subsequent, encouraged to go on to subsequent therapy, and to particularly encourage that, patients were provided abiraterone acetate on the study. And so at a very high rate, patients went on to subsequent treatment, and most of those patients received abiraterone. So although not exactly a sequencing trial, we do have some sequencing information from that study. And with the initial analysis, there was a clear benefit for PFS2, most succinctly, that meaning the patients initially who got placebo did not catch up by getting later abiraterone or other agents. And with longer follow-up, that benefit in favor of early intervention with apalutamide was upheld with a hazard ratio of about 0.5.